Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Multiverse Fancast. Don't forget, if you guys are listening to us on the go, you can find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you leave a like down below and subscribe to our channel for more great content. Great is a strong word for more content. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Paul. With me, special guest star via the Zoom studio from Cinematic Adventures and from Your Mom's Diary is Sean. Sean, how are you today?
Just doing great, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm so excited that you could be here for this.
I'm glad you invited me. I think this is a movie we're going to talk about that both you and I enjoyed very much when it came out.
And haven't seen it since.
Haven't seen it since, but hey, that's not, you know, a knock on the movie. It's just not a movie I need to watch, so many times in my lifetime.
Yeah. And the reason we're doing this is because for those of you guys who aren't aware, because I know this is Multiverse Fancast, we just did an episode on it for Cinematic Adventures. So make sure you guys check that out. We talked about the On the Set Nickelodeon special that came out on HBO Max. And a lot of it had to do with Drake Bell and some of the treatment that he received and the abuse that he had to suffer through. So we wanted to do something that kind of honored him and brought a little bit more spotlight to him, because this movie came out during that time. We have no idea. Nobody had any idea what was going on. And the fact that he was still continuing his career during all this and he started a feature length film says a lot about what's going on. And this was a weird time for the movie genre. So let's rewind. Sean, are you ready to go back in time a little bit?
I'm down.
We're going to do better than The Flash did, obviously. So we are going back to 2008.
Eight. This is right after Drake and Josh ended.
Mm-hmm.
This is like pretty much his first attempt at, you know, a starring role in a major motion picture.
And as per most childhood actors who find a lot of success in, you know, Nickelodeon, Disney, television, whatever it is, they want to redefine themselves. And obviously Drake Bell at the time, you know, he's probably what, almost 20-ish around that age?
Yeah, he's older than us, so he was probably like 22, 23.
Yeah, so he obviously wanted to move on from doing the campy sort of Drake and Josh humor, but also still stay in his wheelhouse, because the dude has great comedic timing. Like, he did really well in Drake and Josh. The more you watch it, the more funny it actually is. And I always think of the scene where they're building the treehouse and they accidentally lock themselves inside it. I don't know if you remember that, but yes, they actually locked themselves inside the treehouse. So 2008 was here. Here's the issue we have with the early 2000s. The early 2000s saw a huge boom in the parody film industry. This was
a scary movie.
Scary Movie is what started it. Scary Movie, in fact, to the point where the poster is the same as Scary Movie, almost exactly, just with the different characters. And it did involve a couple of the writers from it, but this is also after Scary Movie 1. After Scary Movie 2, which were R-rated comedies. There is no PG-13 version of either of the Scary Movies. I don't think I've ever actually seen them on network television or cable television.
Maybe when they first came out, like, but yeah, you're right. Those movies are not funny at all if they got to go through network television, probably.
No. But I know the third one, when they started the PG-13 trend of the Scary Movies, the third one I would see on FX every once in a while, the fourth and the fifth also. And yeah. Weird side note, and I know we definitely did parody movies on Cinematic Adventures, but we do enjoy a good parody movie. We love, like, your Robin Hood Men in Tights, your Spaceballs, stuff like that. And we, Sean and I, both really like the first two Scary Movies. The third one's okay. And then the fourth one, it just starts to go super downhill, super quick.
And mainly because it's just the humor just went to a totally different, you know, standard. I mean, we knew that walking in. We knew that the Wayans brothers were no longer involved, so it was going to be a totally different humor. And it really went more towards the airplane, you know, hot shots, naked gun humor, which is, I mean, it's not kid friendly, but it's not over the top like the Wayans brothers was. Mm-hmm. But then you also had, and this movie I like because it actually involves David Zucker, who is part of that team that gave us Airplane, gave us the Naked Gun, gave us Hot Shots. But, like, we had that string of really bad parody movies, like Date Movie, Epic Movie,
Meet the Spartans,
The Comebacks. I know you like The Comebacks, but
it's so bad. It's such a terrible movie.
I mean, I've never saw Date Movie, but I remember we went to go see Epic Movie, and it was painful to watch. It really was.
I think we also went to go see Meet the Spartans in theaters.
Oh, Meet the Spartans was, I wanted my money back after watching that movie.
That one was rough. The problem with the parody movies at the time were they relied way too heavily on the modern trends, whatever was happening. Some of the older parody movies did the same thing. Like there were times like you watch like a Hot Shots and you're like, oh, that's from that time, like the early 90s. But this movie came out in between, I think, Date Movie and Meet the Spartans. So I know we went in with a little bit of trepidation. I do believe, though, it did involve a couple, what was it, the writers from Scary Movie?
Well, David Zucker, it was produced by David Zucker, who, again, was part of the original, like the Naked Gun and all that stuff. I don't know in terms of the writers how they were involved. Let me find that out for you.
All right. Well,
it was directed and written by a guy named Craig Mazin. I don't really know much about him. He is an executive producer on The Last of Us. That's really what he's big for right now.
Yeah, let's see. He's done writing work on comedies like Scary Movie 3. So he was a writer for Scary Movie 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Hangover 2 and 3.
Oh, that's not a good sign. Ugh. But
he wrote that the Rocket Man, the Disney movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Is quite enjoyable, I have to.
All right. So this movie had a lot of things going for it that other parody movies at the time did, and probably arguably the biggest was having Leslie Nielsen in it.
Yes.
And they made the genius decision to not Uncle Ben him.
The Uncle Ben, the aunt instead.
But no, they do kill, like, he does get shot, but he survives it. So, like, yes, they then end up. All right, so let's go through the cast really quick. So we have Drake Bell as Rick Riker / the Dragonfly. And the movie, for the most part, this movie is a Spider-Man parody because Spider-Man was at the height of its success.
And it's before the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
This movie came out in 2008, so, like, there's no, if anything, there may be a spoof of Iron Man in here, which I don't remember there being, but it's pretty much a spoof on the Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four realm with the early 2000s and late 90s. So, like, this didn't even get into, you know, the last 18 years of movies that we've had.
So they definitely, their main focus is Spider-Man for the plot and then X-Men for the middle segment. Like it's unfortunate because I feel like this movie could be a lot better as a parody if it didn't rely so much on literally taking from so hard. But I think for the most part, this movie surprisingly works. And a lot of it has to do with Drake Bell. He's very likable in this movie. He's got great timing. And there are two scenes that always make me laugh hysterically. One is when he's all rejected from the love interest and he's walking down the street and the song All By Myself is playing and all these people are like making out and progressively getting more sexual as he walks. He's like, what the hell's going on? And the first interaction he has with Christopher McDonald's character where they lock arms and then they start spinning around in a circle and they're trying to banter. And then they're like, stop to the camera because it's still spinning. And, you know, Chris McDonald gets and like Drake Bell's like, are you okay? Are you all right? And he goes and throws up. Like, it's just one of those scenes. Some of it's exceptionally clever. But yeah,
it takes from what we've seen in the past. I mean, it's, you know, it's not changing anything drastically. It's not doing anything different that we didn't laugh at in, you know, Naked Gun or Hot Shots or Airplane. It's very similar humor. I mean, I think that's why we liked it. It wasn't trying to be stupid. It was just trying to spoof movies the way that these old time parodies were doing back in the 80s and the 90s.
And the movie had a much better script and better talent to do so. Like when you watch like Meet the Spartans, the script is this movie was written with a script and it was like, all right, how do we add parody to it to make it funnier? Meet the Spartans was, here are all the funny things. Now let's make a script to accommodate the funny things.
Yeah.
The only thing Meet the Spartans had going for it was Kevin Sorbo. You forgot he was in that, right? There you go.
When do you ever think to say something had something going for it because of Kevin Sorbo?
I mean, I love Hercules and I will defend that show. You never watched Hercules?
Never watched Hercules.
Oh my God. What did you do in the 90s?
I watched Nickelodeon.
Oh, too soon. But anyway.
On Disney Channel.
Going down the list, we have Sarah Paxton as Jill Johnson. This was like the first movie I really remember her from. I'm like,
she was a tween star, I think. And she was just starting to kind of do adult movies. I know she was in a remake of the horror movie Last House on the Left, like right around the same time as this.
She did Aquamarine, was like her like big child starring thing.
I don't know if she was a Nickelodeon. I don't think she was like a Disney Channel or a Nickelodeon girl. I just think she was a child actress.
She did return to Halloween Town and she replaced Kimberly J. Brown as the main character. Yeah, I remember that. She's got a couple of Disney and a couple of Nickelodeon stuff to her name, but like she has not done any. I think, well, she did Blonde and Barbarian in 2022, but that's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, she's
Yeah,
got a.
you haven't really seen her in a while.
But she plays the Mary Jane. She's the girl next door, you know, and she's in it. It works. She's the pretty face. That's about it. Now going down, here we go. Christopher McDonald as Lou Lander slash the Hourglass. I really do love that they lean into the alliteration of superhero names in this. Like you got your Rick Riker, Lou Landers, and Christopher McDonald's just great. And I
He's
really.
great in everything. I mean, it's freaking Shooter McGavin for crying out loud. I mean,
Did you see they announced Happy Gilmore 2?
yeah, I did.
Really quick tangent. What are your thoughts on the idea of having Happy Gilmore 2 at like 40 years later?
Well, it's only 30, but listen, I stopped really diving into this. I mean, I'll see it. I'm interested, but
And that's that.
yeah, all right.
All right. But I love Christopher McDonald, and him and Drake Bell have great chemistry in this. The scene where they parody the Thanksgiving dinner, and it's like, oh, I got clipped by a bike messenger. Oh, I met a girl on Craigslist. Oh, I met a guy on Craigslist. And it just gets, it's really good. Like
I
that.
forgot about that. That was pretty funny.
Again, this movie has a lot of really funny scenes. Some scenes are rough. Like some scenes are just get out of here. But other times they work. We have Leslie Nielsen as Albert Riker, who plays Uncle Ben in this. And you can't go wrong with Leslie Nielsen. Even if it's a shit movie, Leslie Nielsen could still make whatever scene he's in comedy gold.
You could definitely tell he is definitely of a certain age in this movie. He's definitely a little slower than he is in earlier films, but he still brings his all. He's still funny. That deadpan just humor that he has, it's just, I can't explain it. I mean, the man was just not brought up to be a comedian, but he was just fantastic in this type of humor and this
Oh
type
yeah,
of roles.
like the one scene with him and the nail gun is still one of the
Oh,
funniest things
God.
ever.
It's
And
funny. Because
but
he's serious. He's playing it straight. And that's what's so funny.
well, the best
And
is,
that's what.
so Drake Bell walks in and the best friend's helping him do construction in the house, and he accidentally fires the nail gun when he does like a very easy effect, and he's like, they're like, how did you catch that nail? And he's like, it's easier than it looks. And Leslie Nielsen, without missing a beat, just turns to the friend. Pop hits him in the hand. And the friend's like, ah. He's like, no, it's not. And that's just Leslie Nielsen. And it just works. And God, I can't say enough nice things about Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. I really wish we had gotten more time with him.
Well, we got plenty of time with them. I mean,
Yeah.
man was old. You gotta, it happens.
No, it's a shame. But moving down the list, here's one that I totally forgot about. You totally forgot about. Kevin Hart is in this movie.
Yeah, and this is after Scary Movie 3, which is another one I forget that he is part of. So he's been in this type of movie before. But this is before he hit it big. I mean, this is before his boom really jumped up.
And
So,
he's funny in it. Like he does what
he's
he's supposed
funny.
to. He looks rewatching this movie or like watching clips from it. Kevin Hart was probably like what, 30 when this movie came out?
That's a great question.
I know. Let's pretend. So he's
Yeah, he was
44 now.
20. He was 29 when this movie came out.
He looks so much older than Drake Bell, which is hilarious. And for the record, Drake Bell's only 1 year older than us.
Yeah, so Drake
So.
Bell was like 22, 23 when this movie came out.
Oh, that just dated us a little bit. I don't like it. Oh, I need to lay down. But he's in it, and he's funny, and that he does what he's supposed to do. He's the best friend. He's the confidant. I do like the scene where he walks in and he's like in the costume for the first time, and he's got the face cover. He's like, "Hey, how do you breathe in it? And how do you see?" And he's like freaking out in the background because he can't breathe or see. But moving down, we got Marion Ross as Lucille Riker, who they Uncle Ben in this. It's
That scene in the funeral.
oh God.
That's Leslie Nielsen comedy gold. I love
Oh God, he's so good.
it. Like, your wife's over there. It's like, oh, can I have a few more minutes over here?
He's got the oh God. I forgot about that. Oh no. I really hope I can find clips to edit in for the YouTube video so if
I'm
people
sure you can. There's probably on YouTube, if anything.
Well, it's tough to type in a search engine superhero movie and find clips from just this superhero movie.
Oh, I got
We'll
you.
see what happens. Ryan Hansen is Lance Landers, who they kind of combine Flash Thompson and Harry Osborn into this, like from Spider-Man, where he's like the bully and he's dating Jill Johnson. but he's also like, they kind of make him sort of, you know, the Harry Osborn type. This is a sentence I never thought I'd say. Robert Joy is Stephen Hawking, who's in the movie for, I think when we first saw it, we actually thought it was Stephen Hawking for a quick minute. But yeah, that's with, oh my God. You know what I just realized? Stephen Hawking in this, after hearing all the Epstein stuff, holy crap, they knew. He makes comments about the girl's butt.
In this?
Yes. She like one of the females like bends over to pick something up and he's like, you have an amazing astronomical view, like something like that. But oh man, oh, they knew. Let's see. Now here's one that I really liked and I totally forget is in this movie. Brett Spiner is Dr. Strom. And one of my favorite scenes is when Christopher McDonald's like transforms for the first time and it's just zooming in on him and he's like, oh, oh. And then he lets out like the girliest, highest screech you could possibly do. It was so funny. I love Brett Spiner. I wish he had gotten more recognition besides just Data from Star Trek.
I always forget he's the guy in Independence Day.
I know, right?
So long to figure out that was Data.
It's the makeup. It's definitely the makeup. Jeffrey Tambor as Dr. Whitby, because if you have a movie that needs to be funny, you throw Jeffrey Tambor in there. This is Regina Hall, because obviously, and Tracy Morgan also star in this. Now, Tracy Morgan is Professor Xavier. I like the bit where he's constantly changing what he's sitting on or what he's using as transport. Like at one point he's riding on the toilet, one point he's on the Segway, and they do make fun of Barry Bonds in that scene too. With the stick.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have Regina Hall, because obviously Scary Movie, as Mrs. Xavier, which I still, the baby, the fake baby, that's still better than Twilight, the Twilight baby. Still better. I'll say it. I said it. Let's see. Pamela Anderson, because of course, Pamela Anderson as the Invisible Girl. Simon Rex is the Human Torch. I will say that one scene that he's in is pretty funny, where they're on the same rooftop. He's like, you're on my gargoyle. That's where I perch and watch over the city. And they try and like spoon to do it. And then he lights himself on fire because, yeah, stop, drop, and roll. But Craig Burko as Wolverine. Craig Burko would also be in a couple of the other Scary Movies, I want to say. But apparently most of it's
four. And Simon Rex is in Scary Movie 3.
Yep. Yeah, I think I liked him actually in Scary Movie 3. The scene where he puts his hood up during the rap battle. Oh God, you can't do that no more. And that's
when he goes to vomit in the stall and in
there. I'm trying to think like whoever, like some other big names. Like they have, and then they have like a couple of cameos. Like they have like a fake Tom Cruise, fake Barry Bonds. Lil' Kim as Xavier's daughter. What? I didn't even notice that. That's weird. Let's see. Kurt Fuller as Mr. Thompson. I love Kurt Fuller.
Well, you got Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker himself as Blaine Riker.
That was
a fun cameo.
Yeah, they did a lot of good stuff with this. And in all honesty, like this movie had, it was better than it deserved to be, but it's still not that good.
Yeah, but you know, it's a good chuckle.
I can have like a beer and watch this movie and enjoy myself thoroughly.
But I have to say, I was looking at the money and it, you know, for a $35 million budget, it pulled in $71 million, so it doubled its budget.
Mm.
So it did all right at the movie theaters. I mean, it's a PG-13 comedy, so, you know, it's geared right at those, you know, 11, 12, 13-year-olds.
And we were a little old, but
we just liked this humor, so this was perfect for us.
Oh, absolutely. And I would be curious to see if they ever do another, like, because now, unfortunately, spoof movies, they tend to go either straight to DVD or straight to streaming. You don't get a whole lot of...
You get Marlon Wayans with the Haunted House movies, which were just very scary movie humor. And then he did a 50 Shades spoof.
Oh, yeah. 50 Shades of Black, I think it was.
Yeah, which yeah. I have not seen. I heard it was absolutely horrible.
That is...
I don't even know. Has there been like a spoof movie lately? Like, I don't think so.
They did a couple where they made like the really long titles.
Oh, the title, like Hangover Ted. Yeah, I remember that. The Hangover.
All right, You ready? Here's a list of 2010s parody movies. Why is Megamind on here? All right, whatever. I guess. MacGruber's on there. Vampires Suck. That was one. I remember that.
Yeah, about that one.
The 41-year-old virgin who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it. Stupid. Oh, my God.
Somebody got paid. thousands of dollars to write that. I mean, that is right there pisses me off because you and me could have probably written a better script than that.
You and I can write a better script than that. We just need to sit down and do it. Let's see. During the 2010s, we also had the Haunted House movies.
Really sit down and do this.
We do a great job with this, all right? Like I said, our Cinematic Adventures episode about On the Set is one of our highest listened, most watched episodes on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe. We have the Starving Games. All right, you ready? Here's another one. 30 Nights of Paranormal Activity with the Devil Inside the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That's actually really funny. The Hungover Games. Super Fast. I don't know what that is, but 50 Shades of Black. Let's see. Oh, I don't know if I want Meet the Blacks. What is that? Stupid. Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping, which is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. It's at the Lonely Island with
Super Fast is a Fast and the Furious parody.
I love it. That's hilarious. Let's see. And then in the 2020s, not a whole lot. Borat came back with a subsequent movie film. Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, which I never saw. Let's see.
I wouldn't call that a parody, but okay.
Do you remember Kung Pao, Enter the Fist?
Yeah.
No, that was a good one. That was 2002. Undercover Brother. I like that one. That one's actually really funny.
Yeah, I don't consider that a parody, but okay. Kung Pao, yes, definitely. The one where the guy has the eyes on his tongue.
So for this movie, if you were to give it a Star City rating, because it's kind of weird because it's like parodying other movies, but a Star City rating for superhero movie exclamation point.
I give it a 3.
That's solid. That is super solid.
Honestly, out of all the parody movies from Scary Movie, after Scary Movie 2, honestly, this is probably the best one. Maybe Scary Movie 3 is up there, but definitely better than all like the disaster, epic, date, Meet the Spartans. Hands down, it's a much better movie. So
yeah.
3 is solid. It's still not great, but it's watchable.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So I'm going to give it a 3 also. I think that's a fair, it's 3 in terms of other parody movies, but like in terms of just actual movie, 2.5. Like I said, it's got a lot of really funny moments in it, but just it really relies so much on the source material that it's parodying, and it makes me kind of want to watch the other movie more. So in terms of like the parody movie aspect, it's definitely a 3. It's way better than like your Meet the Spartans, date movie, stuff like that, epic movie. And just unfortunately, I would love to see it now if they were to redo it and kind of see how they would do it now. Because now, like, you could do a parody movie like Mystery Men is technically a parody movie of the superhero genre, or The Boys is a parody of the superhero genre. If they wanted to approach it like that a little bit, I would love to see it. But again, this is a movie that if it's on TV ever, I'll watch it. I'll throw it on. And just, we would like to hear your thoughts on superhero movies. So leave a thought down in the comments below. Make sure you guys leave a like, subscribe to the channel. Whether you're listening on Podbean, you can subscribe there, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, YouTube, leave a like, leave a comment, leave a subscribe question mark. I don't think that's a thing. I'm doing my best here. But so we do have a little less content because one of us is going away on vacation. So a little less content coming up, but we'll be back in what, 2 weeks, I think? 2 weeks sounds good.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. So we are going to wrap it up there. If you guys want more content from Sean, make sure you guys check us out on Cinematic Adventures. We cover movies, TV, different events. We did, like we said, we did On the Set, the Nickelodeon behind the scenes stuff. We did the Oscars recently too. That was a lot of fun. So make sure you guys check those out on the channel. And again, every like, every comment, every subscription, that's one more love from Sean. One more love. I'm tired. It's been a long day. But that is going to wrap us up for today. As always, I'm Paul.
I'm Sean.
And we'll be back in a flash. You got to say see ya. You got to do Ronnie, see ya.
See ya.